party is over. We can, if you all just grab your stuff and leave, there won't be any hassle. The party's been closed. The party is over with. Grab your stuff and go, and then nobody goes to jail.
You are listening to WGXC ICRA, hands-on creative community radio at 90.7 FM and streaming live online at WGXC.org. WGXC is a program division of Wave Farm.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more, plus advance notice of close-up series conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Saugerties, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org. That's upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Stuart Summer of Hillsdale, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Jamal Cutler reports in Columbia Green Media about Democrat First Ward Supervisor Claire Cousin's primary challenge against Assemblyperson Dee Dee Barrett. Cousin said her disagreement with Barrett was that she did not sponsor the Good Cause Eviction Law, the Housing Access Voucher Program, and the Tenants' Opportunity to Purchase Act. Cousin said, and I quote, Dee Dee Barrett has refused to co-sponsor any of those bills. In fact, her record in office is distinctly anti-tenant. In the middle of COVID-19, she voted against two eviction moratoriums, threatening the safety of thousands of families in her district. And she voted with Republicans against several other pro-tenant bills over the years, end quote. Barrett is not commenting so far on the housing issues Cousins raised. But Cousin said, and I quote, if elected, I will use my experience as a commissioner for the Hudson Housing Authority to fight for strong tenant protections, expand rent stabilization across the district, and build truly affordable housing via a statewide social housing development authority. That's why Tenants PAC has endorsed me. I'm the only candidate in this race who will side with the tenants of my district over corporate landlords and real estate developers, end quote. Barrett did recently announce a $3 million grant through the Capital Projects Grant Program, with $1.5 million going towards Habitat for Humanity and $1.5 million for the Dutchess County-based Hudson River Housing. Cousin did like that move, saying, and I quote, I applaud the state legislature appropriation of $3 million for Habitat for Humanity and Hudson River Housing, two local nonprofits that have helped thousands of Hudson residents. As the co-founder of Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition and a lifelong renter, I understand the critical importance of funding affordable housing in our community. Every day, rents in Hudson continue to skyrocket and more families are pushed out of their homes, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that Representative Pat Ryan took to the floor of the House of Representatives on November 1st in support of the current ban on dangerous barges being parked on the Hudson River. The Port of New York recently made an administrative change to its rules, allowing large barges up on the Hudson River. Here's what Ryan said to the House floor.
Mr. Speaker, I rise today in defense of the Hudson River in New York State. For too long, too many that have enough wealth and enough power have gotten away with dumping toxic materials into our river, putting their profits ahead of the health and safety of our families. Now those same forces are at it again, attempting an end-around maneuver that would turn our precious Hudson River into a parking lot for dangerous barges carrying oil, asphalt, and other toxic materials. I want to be very clear. This presents a clear and present danger to our community, and we must and we will stop it. That's why I demanded that the Coast Guard uphold the anchoring ban on the Hudson River, and why I'm now calling on every single Hudson Valley resident to join me in this fight to protect our river. This is where my kids and your kids and grandkids play. It's where we get our drinking water for over 100,000 of our residents. It's the lifeblood of our community, not a parking lot for big corporations looking to make even more money. We owe it to our kids, our seniors, and our future generations to fight for our river with everything that we've got. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I yield back.
Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. WNYT report that New York Attorney General Letitia James announced on November 2nd two settlements totaling $328 million with rideshare companies Uber and Lyft. The settlements come after a New York investigation into the companies cheating drivers of money and denying them benefits. Uber will refund employees $290 million, while Lyft will be giving back the other $38 million. James has set up a website for drivers to get their payments. Read more about this story at WNYT. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, November 3rd. Local early morning temperatures range from 30 degrees in Medusa to 40 in Kinderhook. Regional average soil temperature is 49 degrees. That means all root growth has halted or is pretty close to it. Everything should be inside by now if it isn't in the ground. Anybody spending time outside today should be layered up. A freezing and somewhat calm morning turns into a cold and windy afternoon, hitting 54 degrees at 3 p.m. Overnight temperatures aren't expected to quite reach freezing, dropping to just 35 degrees. Tomorrow will be about the same temperature, but much less windy. We see a high of 57 at 4 p.m. Overnight dips down to 39 degrees, then Sunday makes it up to 56 at 3 p.m. Monday conditions remain similar, dry with a high of 54. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 2:06 a.m., high tide at 8:02 a.m., low tide again at 1:55 p.m., and high tide once again at 8:09 p.m. And considering that the river temperature will be 51 degrees, it sounds like a good point to put the tide schedule to rest for the winter. If you do happen to head out today, the tide strength will be low. Sunset today will be at 5:35 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:27 a.m. Looking way up, we see plasma winds will be slow at 353 kilometers per second with a thin density of 2 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 MHz till dark, then fair below 60 MHz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 113, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
This is deprogramming from the Universal Media Network.
Next, we hear 2023 local music from Aaron Dyer from the band Buke and Gase. This is a collaboration with Stargaze. The song is called Define.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This is a victory for the process. Due process won today, not George Santos.
A House vote to expel Congressman George Santos fell far short of the two-thirds needed. Fellow New York Republicans pushed for his removal after Santos was indicted for stealing identities and credit card details of campaign donors. That, on top of previous charges of financial crimes. Santos continues to maintain his innocence and says he'll serve his Long Island district until the people don't want him. But that's already the case. The community group Concerned Citizens of NY03 backed his expulsion. Group member Kim Kaiserman says some GOP representatives voted to keep him to protect their narrow majority, putting it before the people in his district.
It's, I think, cynical and corrosive of democracy to say that preserving one vote is worth more than the representation that more than 700,000 people have the right to enjoy in their government.
The House Ethics Committee expects to release the results of an investigation into Santos in 2 weeks. The White House is calling on Israel to pause its Gaza attacks to allow for the release of hostages. Israel has opposed that, arguing it would allow Hamas to recover. But critics here and abroad charge Israel is committing genocide and say there needs to be a full ceasefire, not just a pause. The Democratic Senate leader, Dick Durbin of Illinois, is calling for a long-term peace deal.
Whatever the rationale from the beginning, it has now reached an intolerable level. We need to have a resolution in the Middle East that gives some promise for the future.
Under new Speaker Mike Johnson, House Republicans have passed a standalone $14 billion Israel aid package, but Senate leaders say they won't take it up, and President Joe Biden has vowed to veto it if it reaches his desk. House Republicans are still considering the President Biden impeachment inquiry in spite of legal experts testifying there is no basis for it. Speaker Johnson insists they're just pursuing the truth.
We have to follow due process and we have to follow the law. That means following our obligation under the Constitution and doing appropriate investigations in the right way, at the right pace, so that the evidence comes in and we follow the evidence where it leads. We follow the truth where it leads.
Senators from both parties and on both sides of the abortion debate are voicing increasing frustration with Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's hold on hundreds of military promotions. Tuberville says it's in response to a Pentagon personnel policy covering abortion and says he won't relent in spite of 9 months of pressure.
I cannot simply sit idly by while the Biden administration injects politics in our military, again, injects politics in our military from the White House, and spends taxpayers' dollars on abortion.
The Senate confirmed three top military officers Thursday, including the first female member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and debate included unusually angry remarks by Tuberville's fellow Republicans. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A frightening survey released last week found substantial increases in the number of Americans who thought the country needed leaders to break rules, authoritarianism, and that violence may be needed to, quote, save our country. The majority of Americans still disagree with those positions, according to the survey conducted by the Public Religion Research Institute and the Brookings Institution. But 23% of Americans agreed with the statement, because things have gotten so far off track, true American patriots may have to resort to violence in order to save our country. That's up 8% from 2021. The increase is among all partisan groups, too, including 33% of Republicans, 22% of independents, and 13% of Democrats. The survey also found a disturbing trend of Americans supporting a leader not following the rules if it meant a change in political direction of the country. 4 in 10 Americans agree with the statement, because things have gotten so far off track in this country, we need a leader who is willing to break some rules if that's what it takes to set things right. This bent toward authoritarian rule is not just among the 48% of Republicans who agreed, 38% of independents and 29% of Democrats concurred. Where do most Americans agree? 77% of Americans feel their country is headed in the wrong direction. We have a link to the full survey results at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Frozen in the stream, to see the flood. And if I lose my mind, please give it back to the earth, fire, water, wind, earth, fire, water, wind. It's a beautiful thing, I know. The last moments of the earth, your blood's running cold. Slower and slower, fireworks show.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Here we are at number 214th Street in Lansingburg. It's the Lansingburg Historical Society, which happens to be at the Herman Melville House. I'm so fortunate to have found you. And please, may I ask you to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is John Ward. I'm retired, and trying to give back to the community I grew up in.
And you grew up close by.
Two blocks away.
And you never knew
never,
about this?
Never heard of it. Never heard of Herman Melville, not until I got to college. Never knew that Chester A. Arthur lived four blocks up the street. Never knew that Herman took surveying lessons and at the Lansingburg Academy, which became eventually the Lansingburg branch of the Troy Library, which I knew as a child. And I never knew that Chester A. Arthur, the former president, after graduating from Union, taught a law class at Lansingburg Academy.
Fascinating. Yeah. I didn't even know. Well, Melville wrote, you want to give us a rundown on what he wrote here? I know he wrote Moby Dick.
Omu and Typee were written here. Omu. O-M-O-O and Typee, T-Y-P-E-E. Yeah, those were the first novels he wrote. And those consisted of his adventures in the Pacific whaling, when he had joined a whaling vessel out of Fairhaven, which is right across from New Bedford, Massachusetts, a big whaling port.
So he was a whaler. Well, of course,
yes.
Moby Dick. Well,
yeah. Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
So what? Wow. So he lived here with his mother?
His mother and his siblings. There were eight altogether, including him. Yeah. They had originally lived in, well, they actually were from New York City originally. But during the summers, they would move out of the city to get away from the heat and all the diseases. They had friends and relatives up here, so they would come up here and visit. They eventually started a fur cap business in Albany.
Yes, they did that a lot. And in Catskill and up along the other side, too, in the Catskill Mountains.
Yeah, and they, his father eventually dies in 1832. His brother, his oldest brother, Gansvoort, takes over the business in Albany. There's a fire. The business doesn't do well. The Panic of 1837. So he declares bankruptcy in 1837. They move to here because the rents are much cheaper.
Oh,
right. There's a letter from his mother to her brother saying, you know, we're down to a half a barrel of flour. Can you send us money for rent and food? His uncle was a banker in Albany.
Mm-hmm. So the father,
Allen. Yeah,
he was without a job after his company burned down.
He had already died.
Oh, he'd already passed.
1832, Allen dies. Okay. His oldest son, Gansvoort, takes over the business in 1832 and then has to declare bankruptcy in 1837 because of the Panic of 1837, which was devastating. Huge losses. If you read about it, and it was really due to a fire in New York City, which burned down a lot of insurance companies and a lot of banks. It's not something like 45 buildings burned. And that contributed to the Panic of 1837.
And hence they moved up here. It's not bad. He's got, he's right on the river. It's a beautiful location. Yeah. So how did they survive?
Right. Well, they all tried to do something. Herman, when he was here, tried to teach school in North Greenbush and also heading over to Bennington. There's a big farm called Calhoun's Farm. And right next to Calhoun's Farm, there's a historic marker that says, Herman Melville taught school here.
So it's an old building now, too.
Well, no, that one's, it's gone.
It's gone?
It's gone.
But the location's
there. Location's
well, this building is fascinating, and we're standing in the dining room now. It's a pretty comfortable space, and the table's set here. I'm ready for lunch. I don't think I'm going to get it today.
I don't think so.
But it feels so comfortable.
Right.
And there's a wonderful, you said, an Italianate...
fireplaces that were added back in the 1860s when they changed the entranceway and they changed the shape of the roof from Dutch gambrel to a gable roof. They added the front porch and turned that into the entrance.
So was there originally a front porch that overlooked the... They did have the space on the river.
This river was... This was like the throughway. This was the mode of transportation for
the river.
For goods and services. And all along here were shipbuilding buildings, warehouses, up the street at 116th Street and First Avenue. There's a brick house, and there is a tunnel underneath it to get to the river, because these were all warehouses and all kinds of uses for merchants. And that's where they would store the goods. There's another house up at 118th and 1st, and that was owned by the Judsons. He was a coal and wool importer, and his office was across the street.
So this was not an elegant upper-class neighborhood.
No,
it was a busy city street.
It was a, yes.
Well, it wasn't a street, but
all,
a busy...
All along the river was busy, yes, yeah. As you go further up, houses became nicer. And then if you notice, particularly in Troy, the higher you go, the nicer the houses are, because this was all working class down here.
And the river didn't smell so nice.
Probably not. No. Actually, as a child, it didn't smell great, particularly in the summertime.
Strange that, huh?
Yeah. Well, one of my good friends had a boat. I had a car. We made a deal. I learned how to water ski in the Hudson.
You're still alive.
I'm still alive to show, yeah.
Well, tell me, is there anything remarkable in this room I should take a note of?
Yeah, here. Now, this bookcase right here.
Boy, that's a beauty, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, this was donated to us, and it was from the Pine Factory. And Pine, This was his factory.
Oh, it's beautiful. We know that building.
Yes.
Down the road.
Standard Manufacturing at 121st Street.
Yes.
And 2nd Avenue. Yeah.
Oh, and that's where this was created. Is that carved?
His name was Pine, and he started as carriage manufacturer. But then when the collars and cuffs came in, his fort was merging all the small collars and cuffs producers until he built this huge brand called the Lion Brand. And they made collars and cuffs, pajamas, night clothes, and that's standard manufacturing. Now, his place on 2nd Avenue, across the street there, on the same side as the Price Chopper and the former Burger King, which are both closed now, his home was called the Abbey, and it was beautiful. And that's where this came from.
Oh, it's fabulous. It's huge. It's about 8 feet long and 6 feet tall, with all the hand carving.
Yeah.
Big glass doors on it. Oh, lovely. Bookcase.
Yes, these two bookcases.
Oh, yes. On either side of the fireplace. Now, that's when I said I thought that this was a door through and that they put a bookcase in front of it, but it's not.
No.
It's magnificent. Yeah. That's a good 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
Was that from the same man?
No. These are from the Judson House. And the Judson House is right up here at 118th and 1st Avenue.
But this was built after, because you said this neighborhood was not necessarily a very grand neighborhood.
Well, he wanted a place right by his business. He was importing coal along the river.
And cotton.
And wool, yeah.
So he took a risk.
Yeah.
Boy, is that house open to the public?
No. It's owned by a recalcitrant landlord who...
Is this a piano?
Who doesn't make much attempt at taking care of the properties.
Oh, that's a shame.
And he lives in Jersey.
Oh, right.
Now, this is a pump organ.
Great!
Yes, it was built around the 1890s, donated by two members of our society who were both retired from the military. In fact, she gave us that to that lamp.
Oh, the lamp is exquisite. It's not a Tiffany, it's hand-painted.
No. It's not, and the pump organ's not working. One of these days we'll have enough money to get it fixed, and my wife plays the piano, so I know she can play this.
So this is a call-out to anybody who knows anything about pump organists.
Help us.
Well, this is a magnificent room, and just wonderful that you've been able to preserve it and keep it open to the public.
Well, it's tough. We try to maintain it as best we can. A 1786 house, something's always breaking down or happening. So,
well, it's still standing.
Yeah, right.
Well, this is magnificent. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us here.
Check out our Facebook page, and we have a website, lansinghistorical.org, and our Facebook page.
This has been Andrea Cunliffe for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
A fine, fine point on the brush. Our boys overseas are counting on you to light up the dials in the dark. Thousands of lives will be saved. Radium gals, they will fade away. Cancer remains glowing green in the grave. Big men,
lick the brush, get a fine, fine point on the brush. Lick the brush, get a fine, fine point on the brush. Lick the brush, get a fine, fine point on the brush. Lick the brush, get a fine, fine point on the brush.
That was Catskill's Reckless Eric with Dial Painter's Radium Girls from his 2023 album Leisure Land.
It's Thursday, November 2nd, 2023.
There was an amber alert in place overnight, but no one anticipated this deluge.
Storm Kieran, latest to rapidly intensify before slamming into the UK and France. Human activities are making the earth saltier and not in a good way. Plus,
today I'm proud to announce new funding that will go directly to rural communities to fix aging critical rural infrastructure like electricity, water, wastewater systems that haven't been replaced in decades.
Biden launches major investments in America's farm country to boost resilience and fight climate change.
All of that major news and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
The windmills are driving them crazy. They're driving the whales, I think, a little batty.
Sir? Do you happen to live near a windmill? Just wondering. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, here we go again with another storm rapidly intensifying, this time on a whole other part of the world.
Yes, unfortunately, as we go to air, Storm Kieran is lashing the UK and northern France with hurricane-force winds after undergoing explosive rapid intensification driven by record-warm ocean waters in the North Atlantic. Kieran is the second big storm in a week to slam into the UK. Warm oceans are also intensifying its rainfall, triggering renewed flooding in areas with already saturated ground. Scientists link the ocean heat and unusually warm global temperatures to human-caused climate change.
And they had no idea what was coming because of rapid intensification.
And now the Earth is getting saltier because humanity is messing with the Earth's salt cycle.
What?
With potentially dangerous consequences. That's according to a first-of-its-kind study this week in the journal Nature. Salts like calcium, magnesium, and regular table salt that are used in agriculture, mining, industry, and road salt treatments all are increasing salt concentrations in places where they don't normally occur. It's contaminating aquifers, corroding lead water pipes, affecting soils, freshwater lakes and rivers, crop production, and even the air. The researchers warn that excess salt is, quote, an existential threat to freshwater supplies across the U.S.
Now we have to be worried about salt.
In better news, this week the Biden Interior Department approved the largest offshore wind project yet for the U.S., 27 miles off the coast of Virginia. It is the fifth massive wind farm cleared to begin construction in U.S. waters and will ultimately power nearly a million homes.
Well, have they asked the whales about that?
However, the approval comes amid economic turbulence that's causing wind developers to delay projects along the East Coast. This week, Danish wind power developer Ørsted canceled two offshore wind projects off the coast of New Jersey, citing supply chain bottlenecks and high interest rates that are raising costs. Mm. The cancellations are a victory for anti-wind energy groups backed by fossil fuel interests that quickly formed to oppose the offshore wind projects and falsely blamed whale deaths on those wind projects.
Man.
Their windmills are causing whales to die in numbers never seen before. They're washing up ashore. I saw it this weekend. Three of them came up. You wouldn't see it once a year. Now they're coming up on a weekly basis. The windmills are driving them crazy.
Federal and independent scientific data indicate that most whale deaths are caused by commercial shipping and fishing gear entanglement.
No, it's the windmills that are driving them batty. Everybody knows it.
In other actions, the administration also overcame decades of drilling industry resistance to begin regulating nearly 500,000 miles of what are known as natural gas gathering pipelines for the first time ever, requiring leak detection and safety measures near residential areas, which the industry is not happy about.
You mean we did not used to inspect them for leaks near houses?
Yep. Finally, President Biden traveled to Minnesota this week to unveil $5 billion in new investments directly in rural America. Funding from the Inflation Reduction Act and the infrastructure law will go to replace aging rural water and electric infrastructure, expand high-speed internet, and help farmers fight climate change and diversify by harvesting renewable energy.
We're investing nearly $20 billion to help farmers and ranchers tackle climate crisis through climate-smart agriculture and cover crops, nutrient management, reducing greenhouse gas emissions while improving overall health of the soil and the water.
Did you hear that, farmers and ranchers? Did you hear who's actually helping you out? For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and sites still known as Twitter at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
This is Leaves from Alexander Turnquist. Thank you.
From Kingston, Alexander Turnquist playing guitar on Leaves. From his 2012 album, Like Sunburned Snowflakes, on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
We are tuning in auctions and auctioneers. First, Bernard Herrmann is behind us with the auction scene from North by Northwest, Alfred Hitchcock movie. We are going to hear all sorts of auctions and auctioneers tonight, remixed and with added beats. We'll also hear Leroy Van Dyke's The Auctioneer song, REM's Auctioneer, Another Engine, and John Michael Montgomery's Sold Grundy County Auction. We'll hear the auction battle from the True Stories movie. We'll also hear Raymond Scott's Tobacco Auctioneer, Frankie Smith's The Auction 12-inch remix, and Sweet Honey in the Rock will end things off with No More Auction Block on Waveform Radio and WGXC.
Nice color here on the quilt there, and it's queen size. I'm gonna get 500 here. I'm gonna get three. Now three on the line. Now three. I'm gonna get three on the line. Now 300 here. I'm gonna get three. Bill. Now three. Now 200. And now two. Bill. I'm gonna get two on the line. Now two. Here's this two. Now two and a quarter. I'm gonna get 225. I'm gonna get 225. I'm gonna get 250. And now 250. Bill. I'm gonna get 250. Yes, 50. Now 75. I'm gonna get 275. I'm gonna get three on the line. I'm gonna get three. Bill. Now three. Now three and a quarter. I'm gonna get 325 here. And now 325. I'm gonna get 350. I'm gonna get 350. Bill. I'm gonna get 350. Now I'm gonna get 350. Now I'm gonna get yes, 50. Now 75. I'm gonna get 375. Yes, 75. I'm gonna get $400 here. I'm gonna get four. Bill. Ralph, your turn. 400. I'm gonna get four. Bill. Now I'm gonna get 400 here. Yes, 4 now, 4 and a quarter. But get 425. But get 425. 450 now. But get 450 now. But get 75 now. 75. 500. And now 500. But 5 bill. 5 bill. 5 bill. But get 5 bill. And now 500. But get 475. But get 500. 5 bill. 500. But now Ralph here. Yes, 500 now. 5 and a quarter. Yes, quarter now. Half. And now 550. But get 550 bill. Now but get 550 bill. Now but get 550. But get 550 bill. And now 550. But get 550 bill. Now but get 550 bill. Now but get 500. Ralph, you're out. 550. But get 550. And now 550. But get 550 bill. Now but get 550 bill, 535 help you. Enough. 540, now 550, and now 60, 560, but to get 560 bill, your turn again, 560, but to get 560 bill, now what to get 560, yes, 60, now 75, but to get 575, now what to get $600, here, what to get 6 bill, and now $600, what to get 6 bill, and 600, and 6 bill, and 600, and now what to get 600, I have 575, 585, we'll do it the slow way, 585, 585, and now put yes, 85, now 95, but to get 595, now what to get 595, but to get 605, but to get 605 bill, and now 605, 615, what to get 650 bill, now what to get 625, now what to get 625, what do you get 6 and a quarter? And at 25, 35, 635, what do you get 645? And what do you get $645 here? What do you get 645? And at 645, what do you get 645? And what do you get 645? And what do you get $645? What do you get 635? Hicks 35, 45, and now 45. He did 45, and now 55. But he's 655, 665. But he gets 665. Little money, 665. Little money, 665. Bill, what do you get 665? And now 665. Little money, 665. Think about it, sir. Yes, 65, and now 75. What do you get? 675, 85, 685, little man, what do you get? 685, what do you get? $685, what do you get? 685, and now 685, little man, 675, little man, 685, now what do you get? 685, little man, what do you get? 685, little man, 685. Ma'am, if he bids $675, would you bid 685? You'll slap him, okay, all right, okay. Well, I tried. 685, what do you get? 685, little bit, what do you get? 685, what do you get? 685, little bit, what do you get? 685, and now 685, what do you get? 685, little bit, what do you get? 685, little bit, a nice quilt. We got a knot, in all honesty, in all seriousness, we got some really nice colors here. 685, 685, what do you get? 685, little bit, 685, what do you get? 685, little bit, what do you get? 685, little bit, 685, what do you get? $685, what do you get? 85, yes, 85, and now 95, what do you get? You better run. 695, what do you get? 695. 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 Little bit of 695. What do you get? 695. You want in, ma'am? 695. What do you get? 695. Little bit of 695. Little bit. What do you get? 695. You've been with us all the way. 695. And now 695. Little bit. What do you get? 695. Little bit of 695. 585. Last call. 685. 695. What do you get? 695. Little bit of 695. Little bit. What do you get? 695. Little bit of 95. Bill. Sold at $685.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are you going to give for them? I have a $600 down here, now 10, and now 25, and now 35, and now 50, now 60, will you give me 60, now 75, 75, another $85 on the bottom there. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bid, now $30, 30, will you give me 30, make it 30 bid, upon my $30, will you give me 30, who'd bid a $30 bid? $30 bid, now 35, will you give me 35, to make it 35, to bid a 35, who would have bid it at a $35 bid? As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest. He practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn, just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid, another $40, 40, will they give me 40, make it 40, bid on them all, $40 on, we live 40, who'd bid a $40 bid? $40 bid, now 45, will they give me 45, to make it a 45, to bid at a 45, who would have bid it at a $45 bid? So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool, he came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. Then the people came from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore, he had all he could do and more, had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the tops in all the land, let Paulson give that man a hand, he's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid, another $50, 50, will they give me 50, make it 50, bid it on a $50, will they give me 50, hooter, bid a $50 bid. $50 bid, and now 55, will you give me 55, to make it a 55, a bit of 55, I sold that home for the $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let them out and walk them, boys. Here we come, a lot number 29 in, what are you going to give for them? I'm a 25, to get 35, another 50, make it 50, bit of long, 59, 60, will you give me 69, 75, and I 85, and I 95, 100, and I 25, and I 50, 75, and I 2, and I 3, and I 4, and I 5, and I 6, and I 7, and I 800.
$1.46 and a half, $1.07 and a $7 and a half, $1.47 and a half, good again, not eight, all down, $1.46 and a half, $1.07 and a $7 and a half, $1.47 and a half, good again, not eight, all down, $1.46 and a half, $1.07 and a $7 and a half, $1.47 and a half, good again, not eight, all down, $1.46 and a half, $1.07 and a $7 and a half, $1.47 and a half, good again, not eight, all down, $1.46. $7 and a half, 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 $7 and a half
$6.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7.50, $7. 25, 30, 35. I get 30, 35. I left them on the 35.